Escambia County is under a tropical storm watch, and a state of emergency for the city of Pensacola was declared by the mayor shortly after his news conference.
The city is continuing to monitor Sally, and we are in close contact with Escambia County Emergency Management. We encourage our residents to monitor the storm as well.
Sally became a hurricane this morning, packing 90-mile-an-hour winds. She's expected to make landfall near the Louisiana-Mississippi state line sometime Tuesday.
Even if landfall happens west in Louisiana or Mississippi, a significant amount of rainfall is forecast for Northwest Florida. At this particular time, most severe impact to us will be some rain. Some of our roads will perhaps become impassable because of tidal.
While there's no direct hit expected on Pensacola, Sally could provide the largest rainfall total since April 2014, when more than 20 inches inundated the city. Meteorologist Ray Hawthorne is at FPRN, the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network.
Sally is moving toward the west-northwest very slowly, and rain bands, they're going to be more frequent, especially into this evening after sunset. And those rain bands are very likely to contain tropical storm force winds in excess of 40 to 50 miles per hour, and perhaps a few gusts higher than that right along the immediate beachfront.
The reason there's a huge amount of rain predicted with the storm is it's meandering through the Gulf, west-northwest at about 7 miles an hour. The local forecast calls for 6 to 12 inches on average.
There are going to be some persistent rain bands that develop on the east side of the hurricane, and we're on the dirty side of the storm, so that means some of these persistent bands could easily have more than 15 inches of rain starting tonight, going into Tuesday, and potentially lasting into Wednesday as well.
But Mayor Grover Robinson has confidence in the improvements made in the flood infrastructure since 2014's flooding.
We did a lot of work over the weekend. We do expect to have significantly better drainage coverage than we did in 2014. And even in 2014, we had drainage coverage that, you know, rivals most communities. I mean, most communities aren't prepared to deal with 10 to 11 inches of storm, but we've been able to accomplish that.
And according to forecaster Ray Hawthorne, the worst of the local storm surge is expected to be in parts of Pensacola Bay and Escambia Bay. That has led to the issue of a coastal flood advisory.
The worst case scenario right now, based on the storm surge modeling, is a surge of about 3 feet or so above normally dry ground in those areas. Most likely, we're looking for about 1 to 2 feet above normally dry ground.
Even the projected path of the hurricane is not yet settled. Computer models have Sally possibly jogging slightly either east or west, depending on the model. Hawthorne says the slower a storm moves, the harder it is to predict.
It looks like the storm is going to move toward the northwest on Tuesday and then turn toward the north. There is one part of Louisiana that sticks out just a little bit, and it could scrape that as well, but it really looks like Mississippi or Alabama would see most likely the landfall coming up on Tuesday afternoon.
Looking ahead, after a week of heavy rain and some wind, Hawthorne says an approaching cold front could give Northwest Florida a bit of a drying out.
Based on the latest projections, it looks like the front is going to come through on Friday. And if that is the case, we would have a drier weekend and maybe temperatures a little bit below average for this time of the year coming up both Saturday and Sunday and perhaps lasting into early next week.
Sally is perhaps the most unwelcome guest among the current Atlantic storms. Hurricane Paulette is over Bermuda, and Renee, Teddy, and now Vicky are spinning over open waters. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.